Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, in just a few days, the bank holiday weekend will signal the start of summer for music festivals, and they're events that most of us look forward to and enjoy. They can also be overwhelming and stressful environments, especially for anyone who has a bad experience, sometimes with drugs involved. And one volunteer group who hopes to combat this is PsyCare Ireland. They'll provide 24-hour welfare services for people to get support for mental health issues or substance-related crises. So to hear more, I'm joined in the studio by the founders of PsyCare Ireland, who are siblings, Mick and Kat Ledden. You're very welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Claire.
Now, first off, like, before we hear more about your work, we should say that we're not advocating or promoting drug taking in any form. And that's not what you do either, right?
100%.
Yeah, no, 1,000%, really. It's a question around harm reduction and supporting people who may, through misadventure, find themselves just feeling really bad or haven't taken a substance, not knowing what it is, or, you know, being overwhelmed, new first-time festival goers. Really, it's about supporting them and helping them maybe change some decisions.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your own background then, and how you, Kat, if you take this one, how you got involved in all of this.
Sure. So I've been going to festivals for many years throughout my college years, of which there were many. So my background's in psychology, and then I trained as a medical doctor. So I work in psychedelic research trials using psychedelics for people with mental health difficulties, but I'm also a harm reduction researcher. And we've just gained approval from Trinity College to carry out some research on the work that we're doing. So I very much managed to fuse my love of music with my professional interest in helping people, and particularly in the area of mental health.
And Mick, your medical background as well?
I'm actually a psychotherapist, so, and my background as well would be a huge festival lover. And I suppose in 2021, I went and volunteered with PsyCare UK and was just blown away by the impact of the service that they've had there for 13 plus years. And services like PsyCare, you know, they're also in Portugal, the United States, in Europe. So seeing the powerful work that they do, I came back inspired, got Kat on board, got a whole team of us together. And we really said, let's start a non-profit in Ireland that can support people's mental health at music festivals.
So how does it work then? You work with the medical team at these festivals. Is that how it is, Kat?
Ideally, we work adjacent to medics, but it doesn't always work out that way. You know, we are trying to establish that that is kind of the golden rule. But we work extremely closely with medics. So we have a very low threshold for sending people who use the service over to medics. And also we take pressure off the medics. So anybody who has been reviewed medically and who is stable can come and sit in our tent. Like, say, for example, if they've had a very strong drug experience, or they've been found to have maybe a panic attack instead of an actual physical health crisis, they can come and sit and chat with one of our volunteers, which is kind of unique, because previous to PsyCare coming along, there really were very few places at festivals where you could have a place to recover and just somewhere to process what's happening.
So are you relying then on people to be brought to you, or to come themselves, or do you have volunteers wandering around?
A little bit of all of the above, actually. So some people can just walk in. Our own volunteers will be on sort of lookout. Security and medics will know that we're there. They can send people to us, or people's friends bring them in. People walk in themselves. So yeah, there's many ways that someone can find us at one of these festivals.
And you're letting it be known that you're there. When people arrive, they'll see signs for you.
Yes, and that's why we wear these blue high-vis. We're trying to be another kind of part of the wraparound service of care at music festivals. So we approach people on the way in from festivals. We hand out stickers. We signpost where we are. And recently we've started hanging up our own signs around the festival that might say, if you're feeling overwhelmed, PsyCare Ireland is here for you.
Mm-hmm. And you know of cases where people weren't helped when they were in the moment, Mick, and they had great difficulties afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. And like, people tell us all the time about how our service has helped. But, you know, unfortunately, people also tell us about times at festivals when, I suppose, they needed help or they needed some support and it wasn't there. So, I mean, one story springs to mind about, you know, a young woman who explained to us that she'd taken some magic mushrooms, first time at a big festival, got lost from her friends, felt very overwhelmed. And unfortunately, when she went to find services, none were there. The medics were too busy, said that they couldn't really help. And kind of the advice was to go cry it off in her tent, which was, you know, really, really distressing for this person. So when they heard about us, they really, really said, oh my God, I really wish that there was a place to have a soft landing, a place for to talk to somebody. And really, that's what we're trying to provide, to make sure that, you know, nobody's child, nobody's friend, nobody's family member is left in a situation at a festival where they've no one to talk to, they're lonely, they're isolated, and where they're overwhelmed or going home in distress.
Yeah, and maybe it might be worth describing what the service looks like. Someone comes in distress, Kat, what happens?
So we have kind of two sections of our service, and we generally have like a team leader on hand who will triage the case as such, to assign a volunteer to each person who comes in, but also to assess the risk, because keeping the person safe, keeping our volunteers safe is something that we take very seriously. So most people will come in and they'll sit in an area that has like either chairs or perhaps like yoga mats, where if they needed to lie down, for example, and most people are offered a cup of tea and they have a chat. They might stay there for an hour or so, get themselves maybe warm and you know, grounded, and then hopefully go back to the festival. We do also have maybe some people who need more support. So they might have a lie down, for example, but they'd be checked routinely. We have procedures in place to ensure the welfare and safety. And then for people who might need maybe a little bit more support, or say if someone was having a very emotional time and needed privacy, we also have a bell tent, which is softly furnished with kind of like tapestries. And it's a little bit more quiet, I would say, so that people can, you know, process. And we also sometimes would have to take, say, if we have someone who's in the 1% of the 1% of people who use the service who are, you know, needing maybe two or three volunteers to support them through what they're experiencing. So maybe say if someone's taken a very high dose of psychedelics, and they might be, you know, sometimes we do get people who are maybe disinhibited, who might be vulnerable if they were out in the festival, say if they were removing their clothes, or maybe if they just were rolling around and they just need somewhere safe to allow
that
to pass.
So it's about calmly sitting with that person to take them through that period of time. Do you ever get met with aggression? I'm sure you do. I'm sure that's not unusual, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that has happened at times, and what we've seen sometimes is people who are, maybe they're not even aware of their surroundings, their own name. We've come across cases where, you know, their security is involved and the person's nearly being escorted out of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done successfully a number of times is been able to advocate to say, look, this person can't be ejected. They don't know their own name. Yes, they're behaving aggressively, but, you know, there probably is a substance involved and their true nature. You know, if we can just calm this down and talk them through this, that this will pass for them. And so it's really about protecting people in those situations, even with aggression.
And you and your volunteers can deal with that, because there has to be a safety risk there for you as well.
Yeah, of course there is. And you know, like when a situation like that comes up, it's always one of the more experienced volunteers, like a team leader. So we have myself, we have Mick, we have three or four other extremely experienced volunteers. Like we work with a person called Declan Hammond, for example, who has led teams at festivals in Portugal, for example, that have been going on for 20 plus years, you know, where they deal with very high psychedelic use. And you know, we're all trained in de-escalation, but safety is our number one priority. So if ideally, you know, we don't bring anybody back to the tent in those enclosed environments where the volunteers would be at risk. So I can think of one case, for example, where we actually managed to de-escalate a case without even having to bring the person back to the tent. They ended up being transferred directly to medics.
Okay.
And they were sedated actually by medics. But the alternative trajectory would have been that person ended up ejected from the festival and potentially in a ditch somewhere, like it was, because they had been aggressive, you know. So it's from the festival's point of view, they're thinking about how to protect the majority of people, which is completely understandable. However, for us, we believe that even a person who is under the influence of a substance being aggressive, more often than not, in that experience, they believe that they're being attacked. So we're there to advocate and to provide that bit of kind of the softer skills of care. And it is better for the festivals, I believe, because nobody wants to have a death on their hands after a festival, but it does happen.
Well, all of this seems to show a changing approach to drug use in Ireland. We have the HSE launching their Safer Nightlife programme, and that will include drug checking outreach teams at festivals, I'm sure working alongside yourselves. So things are changing, aren't they, Mick?
Yeah, it certainly does seem that way. And even going back nearly 2 years now to 2022 was the first drug checking at Electric Picnic. And I believe they were at three festivals last year as well. So I believe, yeah, the kind of the harm reduction approach is coming more in, seeing it as, you know, it's people who use substances or people who use drugs. And there's many reasons why people do that.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, and often at festivals, I'm sure you'll have people using substances who would never normally use them. You know, it's just a different environment.
It's absolutely, you know, it's a risk-taking environment where people who might normally go out on the weekend, maybe once a month, or they go to a nightclub and use a substance, are engaging in binge kind of like behaviours over 3 days. And that lack of sleep, the chaotic environment, novel substances can really create high levels of vulnerability in folks.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly at festivals, and also some of the one-day music, dance music festivals as well. It seems a lot of stuff, you know, sometimes we have people, they come into Psycare literally off the bus from the festival because they've already started, or the party started the night before.
Yeah, and they need support.
And they need support.
Well, listen, we wish you well with your work over the summer. I'm sure you'll be busy. That's Psycare Ireland, Mick and Kat Ledden, both founders of Psycare Ireland. And if you have been affected by anything we have discussed and you need more information or advice, you can go to rte.ie/helplines.